Soundings presents an unabridged recording of From This Day Forward, written by Beryl Matthews, read by Annie Aldington. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Soundings. Chapter 1. Lambeth, London, 1880. In desperation, Jane Roberts tried to wrestle her purse away from her husband.
"That's all I've got to feed us. If you take everything, then you won't get any dinner tonight."
Bert Roberts pushed her roughly away and slipped the money in his pocket.
"I don't care, 'cause I won't be here, so you'll have to find another way to get money. I'm fed up with you and the kids and I'm leaving."
Her son Charlie rushed to catch her before she fell, and then rounded on his father.
"Don't you dare treat Mum like that.
You shut up, kid, or I'll give you a hiding you won't forget."
She held her son's shoulders to stop him from getting into a fight with his father.
"Where are you going?"
He smirked.
"Found myself another woman, and she's real handsome. You ain't nothing like the smart girl I married."
"Is that surprising after 16 years of worrying about keeping a roof over our heads and food on the table? I've never known if you were going to give me any money, or if you were gambling it away at the dogs. That is enough to break anyone's spirit."
Jane studied the man in front of her with disgust.
"You're not the dashing man who persuaded me to defy my parents and marry you either."
"And what a bloody mistake that was. They disowned you and threw us both out."
She almost gasped, surprised just how much that hurt after all these years.
"You hadn't expected that, and it ruined all your schemes for an easy life, didn't it?"
"Too right. And I was stuck with you. But I ain't putting up with it no more."
"Who is this woman? I suppose she's got money."
Jane was stunned by what she was hearing. She knew her husband hadn't been faithful to her, but she had put up with it for the sake of the children.
"She's got enough."
He tipped her handbag upside down to make sure there wasn't anything of value there.
"How can you do this? Not only to me, but to your children. Don't you care what happens to us?"
Bert shook his head, then threw the house keys on the table and headed for the door. Before leaving, he looked back.
"You are going to have to manage on your own. It ain't no good creeping back to your high and mighty family, 'cause they haven't even bothered to find you after all these years. There's always the workhouse if you can't pay the rent."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?